200 traveling medical workers deploying to Montana's hospitals hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic will arrive before Thanksgiving. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports Governor Steve Bullock announced the boost in medical staffing yesterday.
Billings Clinic Chief Nursing Officer Lori Smith says the reinforcement in healthcare workers comes as many of the hospital's staff are sidelined by COVID-19.
We have at Billings Clinic 184 personnel who are quarantined and 35 who are COVID positive as a system.
The state is bringing the temporary medical workers to Montana through a Washington-based staffing firm, and they'll remain here until the end of the year. Smith says 63 of those workers are heading to Billings Clinic. They include nurses and respiratory therapists. She says they'll help the hospitals open more beds.
And this will provide some much-needed assistance with regard to the volumes and acuities that we're seeing with patients.
Governor Steve Bullock's office said there isn't a predetermined cost for the workers, and the state anticipates it will be reimbursed for 75% of the costs by the federal government. This comes as the state saw active hospitalizations drop slightly over the weekend. According to state health department data, half of Montana's 10 largest hospitals reported that between 70 and 90% of their inpatient beds were full Sunday. Two of the state's 49 small critical access hospitals reported being at or above 90% of bed capacity. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.